city of Los Angeles is on lockdown.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Lockdown Podcast. As always, I'm Kit Tim. What's my name?
Well, we're all mixed up today. We're in new spots.
That fucked me up.
I kind of feel a little weird over here. Keith's looking a little cuter.
Yeah, how does it... You know, okay, I have a question.
No.
Why are you sitting over there, Ryan?
Wow. I kind of wanted to be you today.
Tell the people what you're doing. It's treachery. I've known Ryan Underwood since, I don't know, the vast majority of my life. More than vast majority. What would you consider majority? Like 75%?
Over 50%.
Well, that's a... That's a majority. A vast majority,
what
though.
What's the fuck do you want me to say, dude?
I'm saying...
Hey, what's the majority?
I'm saying...
That's not good enough.
I want the majority.
I'm saying, why are you sitting on the end, Ryan?
Because
it's come to an end.
Whoa. It's powerful. I'm moving to Long Beach. That's fucking why.
Wow.
Ryan's significantly upgrading from mid-city.
Yeah. Dude, I'm looking at a little spot called Belmont Shores.
Ooh.
Don't
tell the people.
My neighborhood, my new address is, my neighborhood is 25 miles per hour. We know when the weed whacker guy is going to show up.
And the mill guy.
And the helicopters. I'm pretty stoked, dude. Yeah. It's like super. Yeah. It's like way wealthier than what I can afford. Mm-hmm. But because we're like split in a one bedroom, I can get away with like living there. And dude, it's nice.
That is the perks
million-dollar houses on the beach.
That is the perks of like living with like a significant other. It's like I never understood how it costs more. Like it cuts expenses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I
never. Or you just get a doper spot.
Yeah, well, exactly. You get a lot more bang for your buck.
Hell yeah.
Like, especially not like dead center in LA now.
So that's the like, thing too. Is like you'd be surprised. Like Long Beach is actually pretty reasonable with their shit. Like it makes you realize, like fucking LA, dude, this shit's so expensive.
Well, we started like we started looking at Long Beach. All of a sudden, we started looking at like Huntington Beach.
Yeah,
and I was just like, I work from home.
Yeah.
I was like,
Except we're not split in one bedroom.
Yeah, nah, that's
depends
not
on
cool.
The price.
Come home to daddy.
Hey, we did it.
Yeah,
we did it. We did it when we had
yard for you.
We did. It's the closest thing to pitching a tent.
Oh, dude, when we first moved here, one of the listings online was like dude's RV. He was like, yeah, $400, you can live with me and my RV. We were like, what the fuck?
And no, not only that, but I remember
puts
like,
the lotion on the skin.
me and Ryan had never been to Los Angeles till we moved here.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I remember, do you remember the one listing? So like, mind you don't know what neighborhoods, I don't know about you, but
you I knew Beverly Hills, dog. That's yeah, mine.
That's where I want to be.
It's too expensive.
Yeah. So, but this was the thing, though.
Pedophiles.
I didn't know many people that lived out here in LA. I knew a lot of people in New York, but I feel like a lot of people in Florida didn't really come out this way.
Yeah, we knew like three guys.
So it's hard to get a good grasp on like what are the good neighborhoods and what part of LA do you want to be in and what is convenient, especially when you have to show like traffic.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to figure this all out. And also this was before I think Zillow was even that big. Mm. So a lot of it was on Craigslist too. So we're trying to hit up people on Craigslist. Do you remember this one listing? There was this guy. He said... he goes, hey, like, the spot was great, the price point was great, and everything was awesome. And he goes, I would love to have you too, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this is sounding way too good to be true. And everything was great. And then all of a sudden he goes, also, just so you know, though, I am gender fluid, and basically I dress up as a female, and I would like to be dressed as a female.
On Mondays and Wednesdays.
Yeah, and for like Fridays.
Yeah.
And then like every other month, he throws in a Thursday.
Yeah.
You know?
He had like a schedule. This dude was like, yeah, if you catch me on Thursday, I might be into you. Catch me on Sunday, I don't want to talk to you. It was fucking
the
weird.
The best part was like, the person was like, seemed completely fine and all that. And it was just like, by the way, like, this is just kind of what the deal is.
Identify
honestly,
as an
like,
animal.
I respect it, though.
I mean, he was upfront about it.
He was upfront.
Yeah.
He knew what he wanted.
Hey, buddy, you don't catch me on a Thursday, side-eyed.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You come home drunk on a Thursday.
Coming out the shower, you know?
Oh, might get a little weird.
But honestly, that was like 2016, so I... You know, he was kind of ahead of his time on that.
Well, yeah,
right?
And like proud and like normal about it. Mm. Like, we need more of that guy.
Yeah, or was it also because Craigslist? Maybe Craigslist like, has a feel for the ground before.
There's some creatures out there on Craigslist.
Yeah, I think you're getting a different subsect. You're not getting Zillow.
Yeah.
You're not getting, Zillow. You're not getting Mary from Zillow who can't fucking write an email, which is what I'm dealing with now. So
yeah. Well, yeah, yeah, 2016 was an interesting year.
2016 is legendary.
Summer 16 is going to go
down. Do you remember how like insane it was when Donald Trump won?
Mm. Oh, dude, it was unsettling. And we were in Florida, and it still felt unsettling. Like, people were like,
the earth was
no
shaking.
Way. Everyone's reaction was, no way. This fucking panned out.
Because so many people were just like, you know, I'm going to vote for it and just.
Well, remember, the sentiment was like, oh, she's a shoo-in.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Everyone was just assuming that Hillary was going to win. And then all of a sudden.
They thought it was going to be a landslide, too. Yeah, not just, like, win.
Well,
like,
that's the shitty part about the media is, like, they convince you it's going to be a landslide. Because they just, like, you know, they're rooting for it.
Yeah,
and then you find
Billy
out.
Billy from
like,
the backwoods and his boys are coming through to the voting booth.
Yeah, all of a sudden you go to the voting booth and you're just like, oh, well, look at Trump flag. And then, oh, well, another one. That's a lot of Trump flag.
Red in here.
It's funny you guys said that because I was actually watching a video like Dave Chappelle last night. He did like a Q&A way back then. And he's like, somebody said something about like the presidential election. And he's like, I think that Donald Trump has a lot bigger of a chance than you all think.
Oh, he called
and, it? And then everything, the crowd was kind of like, you know, like that very, like, very quiet, like, guess what happened? Donnie T, Dave Chappelle, dude, called
well,
it.
Well, so the reason I wanted to bring up Trump was because obviously, and we're going to get to it, UFC 264 happened over the weekend.
Crazy card.
Hell of a card. Crazy card.
Yeah.
My question is, not to jump the story, we'll get to the McGregor, but President Trump was in attendance.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that.
And didn't make a fucking frame of camera time.
Yeah.
How interesting. Weird is that?
That is interesting.
I didn't know he was there. Mm-hmm. I watched the whole card. I'm a fucking diehard UFC fan. Like, yeah. I love this shit. I literally sit on the couch, smoke weed, and drink beers, and watch the whole thing from the prelims. And I swear to God, I didn't know he was there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I found out on Instagram
exactly.
The next day because
the
Segura was like,
yeah,
Trump's right behind me. And I was like, dude, they didn't show him once. Like, I wonder if that's it has to be a conscious decision. Right?
Because well, I highly
huge,
doubt.
He's a huge star. They're showing Jared Leto. They're showing fucking this guy. They're showing that guy. The fucking crew from every TV show.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy. Like, they're like star-studded event. Like,
dude,
they were propping that
McGregor
shit up.
The McGregor event, dude. Everybody. Yeah. Every important person can be there. And
then just scanned over Trump, like, every time.
Well, I highly doubt that was like, you would never in a million years have Trump be like, you know, I don't want to be on TV today.
No.
You know, like, that didn't come from the Trump camp. You know?
Yeah. And the thing is, too, is like, Dana's his boy. So, like,
yeah,
Dana's
yeah.
running shit, so I don't think it came from Dana.
Well, I mean,
the camera guy just goes
WME. WME, though.
Yeah.
The real daddy, because they now
company.
Own. And
yeah.
Where do they reside in, Tim?
They reside here in sunny Los Angeles.
So, probably came from the top down.
Yeah, so my question, though, is apparently the place went fucking, like,
bonkers.
Bonkers. Like, and not only that, but, like, you see, obviously, it's so funny, because, like, the Nelk guys, like, are, like, oh, like.
You know
more
who caught
the
shoey?
Yes.
Steve,
he was the one that, like.
Yeah. So the Tai Tuivasa, like, when he wins, he's, like, this crazy Australian guy. He does a shoey. So he gets, like, a random person in the crowd to throw him their shoe that they're wearing, and he'll chug a beer out of it.
Yeah.
And fucking the Nelk boys is like, we're up. This is, like,
dude.
What we've been training for.
Yeah.
Tosses him the shoe and gets it done.
Yeah,
because
when they went to Dubai, they did one with him. So they were,
already
boys to begin with.
Okay.
So that he, like, pointed. He was like, give me a fucking happy
they
dad.
They had to play
like,
it.
I heard, too, he was, like, actually, like, kind of pissed, though, because apparently they put, like, Poirier's hot sauce in the shoe, too.
No, so.
And he didn't know
it
that.
Wasn't
and
them.
He was like, oh.
It was, so he did it, right? Mm-hmm. And then he did, like, four more shoes.
Dude had, like, five beers right after he won the game.
Like, when he walked out, like, he walked out of the arena, you know?
What a savage.
And he did, like, four more shoeys, and then they showed it, like, even John Anik was like, that wasn't cool, and the guy, like, you see him do it on camera, he, like, dunks hot sauce, and then, like, turns his shoulder, and then gives it to him, and Ty's like, he's, like, wiping his tongue, and he's like, what the fuck, and
yeah,
I'm like, man, fuck that guy,
fuck
that guy's a piece of shit, yeah, he just stole him with
that,
it.
That reminds me, not to get,
he just steals him, two knockouts, one night,
and then does another shoe,
I wouldn't
he'll murder you,
I'm sorry about, like, to us,
oh, he does,
I'm saying to anyone, like, I mean, when you get hit by a heavyweight's punch, like, bro,
knocked out Greg
Derek Lewis,
if you see what
Greg
Hardy looks like, if you can put that guy out,
in his tracks,
out.
Cold.
Yeah,
just fucking.
Remember when he was already like somewhat rocked too.
Remember when he threw his girlfriend
on
a couch
allegedly.
Full of assault rifles?
Allegedly, you know.
Allegedly,
she ended up not making it to testify. So,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, they didn't go to court. Settled outside of the courtroom.
Yes. Bitch, I'll fucking.
Yeah.
Not to get off too off topic. Speaking of him doing the shoey with the hot sauce.
Yeah.
Did you ever have to, like, when we were in college together? Did you ever take that, like, nasty ass shot and it was like hot sauce and fucking mayonnaise and like something else?
We've taken.
Dude, remember all that shit? The Four Horsemen, where they do Jack and fucking all the Jays, Jameson, and they Jose Cuervo. It's all in one. It's like, oh my, it's the stupidest shit. Bar mats. Google a bar mat.
That was disgusting.
That was the worst sinus infection I've ever had in my life.
That was actually a great thing to do, though, if someone, like, if, you know, because I knew a lot of the bartenders there, so if someone was being a complete fucking cunt, you know.
Knock him out.
And this dude wants a shot, I got you, dog. And then you just take the fucking bar mat and just let it all.
That's attempted murder.
It's
attempted murder.
Coronavirus!
Yeah, dude.
This shit didn't come from a lab. This shit came from, like, the bottom of Knight's Library in Orlando, Florida.
The COVID I didn't even feel it.
Oh, you...
Because I took bar mats in college. I didn't...
We grew up on Florida tap water.
Yeah. Barberfield water and bar mats. All
right, so back to UFC 264.
The whole event was dope except for the main event.
Well, hold on. I had a quick question about President Trump, by the way.
He's cool. We vibe.
Do you think... When you see him at, like, turn off the weed!
Yeah, yo, this guy.
When you was at UFC 264 and you start seeing, like, more of this, and this happens with, like, all the presidents, like Bill Clinton, except unfortunately he stays in the news because he's a fucking idiot. But, like, generally when the presidents go away for a little bit, like, you forget about the stuff with, like, George W. Bush, and then eventually forget about Obama. And so, you know what I mean? Like, you start to, like, kind of remember, like, oh, he was a funny guy.
They,
like,
do book tours.
Do you think Trump could make a comeback?
Yeah, totally. Comeback as in, like, just social presence?
Yeah.
Or comeback for the presidency?
Mm-hmm. Think about before his presidency. He was a fucking... He was a loved legend.
Yeah, I totally think he'd come back.
Yeah.
I think we perceive him as gone because, one, he's neglected from a lot of media outlets, and two, he doesn't have a Twitter. So, like, that was all that's all you ever got from Trump anyways. You know what I mean? Was the Twitter. Like, without that was his vehicle. It's like, take Joe Rogan's podcast away. Were you ever going to hear from him? You're going to go to a comedy store? We'll watch him do a set? Like,
it's crazy how weird something like that happens, and all of a sudden you have so much other things going on in your life. It's like, I'm not going to go out to seek this person somewhere else.
Hey, you're not going to... What are you going to... Like, you'd have to be a hardcore, like...
Fan.
Super fan to go, like, seek him out. Like, yeah, without your Twitter, like, fuck. What do you do?
Well, apparently, a lot of the White House aides are, like, fearful that, like, they're saying that there's no chance that Kamala, if Trump runs again, that she would even beat Trump.
If he ran again?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's just so hated.
She's just so hated.
Yeah.
But,
that's insane.
Yeah, I mean, I hope he doesn't run just so we can get some new blood in there, you know? But
definitely.
I think she's going to have a...
DeSantis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anyways, I was just curious about that because it was interesting when you see, like, a president attending a sports event is always a big deal to me. Like, when you see Obama at, like, March Madness, that's fucking massive.
For sure.
You know?
Obama anywhere, massive.
Yeah. And then you had, like, other people. I feel bad for the poor chick. She's getting roasted on Twitter and stuff. You know the huge famous TikToker, Addison Rae?
Yeah.
She went up and, like, introduced herself to the president. I was like, hi, I just had to say, you know, introduce myself and stuff, which isn't a crazy thing to do to someone that was the most powerful person in the world. And this is somebody else. Got on video, and they're, like, doing the video and their reactions, and then all of a sudden they look and they're like, Donald Trump's gonna fuck Addison Rae. And then literally that night or 2 days later, they posted a video on YouTube that said, Donald Trump fucked Addison Rae, and I think they've changed the title since then.
But dude, those guys are fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
I love Dana, smart man.
Dude.
He probably doesn't even know what a fucking TikTok is, but he knows this chick has like a billion fucking followers. So he's like, yeah, make her interview some fighters. I don't give a shit.
Look at how much influence, like, people like Milk have. That, like, when you get the younger generation and they're like, UFC is dope, and it's like, dude, that just builds it for the future.
Portnoy is the king of that.
Yeah,
he's got a podcast like a 17-year-old kid. Yeah. Dude. He doesn't care.
Shout out to the BFFs podcast. I'm a big fan of it.
You watch it,
bro? I've watched some clips.
It's mad funny.
Really?
Yeah.
I just thought it was such a weird.
Oh, it's so bizarre.
It's an odd mix of people.
It is. There's no reason for me to ever watch this, but it's like it's actually mad, like, entertaining, especially like for the lead up to the Jake Paul stuff. And like Jake Paul, then you have, like,
all
Dawson's
those
room, then,
kids,
you
like,
know,
that are like that.
So he's banging like a 20-year-old chick now.
Yeah,
Portnoy's got like a dime piece.
Yeah. Dime piece.
Yeah. Fuck whatever he wants.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Did you ever watch Dave Portnoy's sex video?
Oh, no, what? I didn't know he had one.
Oh, he's got a few.
I know he was a freak, right?
Yeah.
He got like some heat for that way back when, but
yeah,
I don't know why he would if he's like banging chicks on cameras.
Oh, apparently the like people have been trying to like, you know, pay money, like get money paid from him. And he was just like, no, I'm not going to do it. And then they just released it. And he's like, I don't know what to say. Like,
he runs Barstool. The bar is not very high. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't throw any shit on him. It's just going to fall right off. He's like fucking Teflon.
Yeah, but so the video is like, so I definitely watched one of them.
Can we?
This was like a big one though. Like, oh no, we have to 100% talk about it. I
watched Portnoy's sex tape. Is he hung?
You didn't see any of that.
Oh, like, what the?
With, it was just see? Like, it was this.
Stop so the
this,
battle, dude.
This chick, he's like, just like fucking her from behind. But he's got a, like, a belt tied around her neck. And so he's holding the belt from behind. But then he reaches forward and, like, spits on her face. But it's not even, like, an attractive spit. It's like a fucking, like, dribble, which makes it, like, it's actually almost like gross at that point.
It sounds gnarly.
But
super dehydrated up.
Yeah, like you've been running. Yeah.
That's exactly what it was. It wasn't like it was like, yeah, I could, you know,
he's
I could see
the way.
That's what it looked like. So you get this white pasty guy that's just like blushing because he's so fucking red from like, you know.
Oh
my
god.
So it's yeah.
Disturbing.
So moving on, bury the story. Conor McGregor, Dustin Poirier, main event, UFC 264. Yep. Initial reactions. Who wants to take it first?
Lame as fuck.
Whack.
So disappointed. Yeah. I was so hyped. Dude, I was so excited. I think everyone was like ripping tequila shots on my couch, just like ready to go. And then the first round was dope. Conor looked like it was about to get finished like the last fight did.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
real close That's to looking was, like that. Yeah. And then snippity snap, bro. Yeah, clickety clack. Do you think so, Dustin broke it or do you think...
So you can see in the video.
Yeah, there's a lot of videos.
Where, because Dustin said it was a kick that he checked,
yeah,
which is true, but it wasn't like the same way Dustin said it. Dustin covered up, and you can see where his leg goes. Wow,
yeah, it smacks
and
his
then
elbow,
he comes
right?
back, and that's when they both loaded up. And then when he stepped back again, his leg snapped. Mm-hmm. So it definitely came from Dustin's check with his forearm. But it's like, fuck, man, like,
I know,
you don't want the fight to end like that. And then the crazy thing to me is, dude, all right, so Dustin goes fights for the title. Who do you guys think wins, Dustin or Oliveira?
Oliveira,
really?
Yeah.
Who do you think, Tim?
I'm a big Dustin fan. I mean, we talked about this earlier. Dustin Poirier, and to his credit, Charles Oliveira too. Dustin Poirier is like seven of his last eight, other than he only lost to Khabib, and he's gone through
savage.
All of these other
pretty
killers.
Much the entire division.
But also, so is Charles Oliveira to his credit,
which is cool because
which is why it's gonna be a great
like,
fight.
Before we get past the McGregor fight, though, do you guys think he looked good before his ankle broke? If you can just take the round for what it was.
No, but also I don't...
Because that's what I was looking for. I was like, what's McGregor going to look like? Because the last one you're going to say it's a fluke. That's fine. We'll give you that one. This
I'm not
going to
say the last one was a fluke. He looked a step off. And this fight,
well,
when he started...
Said, he's like, that's his whole claim to the third, was that like it was a one-off. Like, I'm going to get it back. I'm going to get it back. Gotcha. Do you think in the 5 minutes that we saw before the break that he looked like he could have finished that fight out as a W or no?
I feel like he was banking on that one shot. You know
same
what I mean?
Shit, right?
Same shit as last fight. So, he's like, I cracked him one time. I can do it again.
Going for that first round KO, but just, after that.
Yeah. I think when
you
come back.
You know who has rounds, not to cut you off. You know who has rounds.
Old fucking greenhead zombie, Moutinho.
Well,
dude.
Yeah, that guy.
Ranch on him,
that guy, I'm a new fan. Oh, but Dustin. Dustin can go, bro. Yeah. That dude can, five rounds, he looks, he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So, like, you know McGregor don't have five.
No.
Yeah.
He never has. Right? Has he ever gone five?
With Diaz, the second fight.
Yeah, the second
Diaz,
fight.
That was a fucking war.
Yeah. He went all five rounds?
And surprisingly, I thought after like the second or third round that McGregor wouldn't be able to come back because he was going to get winded.
Like
he caught like a
like
second
win
of that fight.
I remember that. Now he did.
Which was incredible because that's not what he was necessarily known for.
And that's
obviously.
What Diaz is known for.
Exactly. That was a surprise. But
yeah, I think he looked still looked a step
off,
like a class down, Dustin.
Yeah, well, because when you make all those hundreds of millions of dollars and all of a sudden you become the whiskey, you can come back and maybe get away with fighting an old fucking Cerrone.
Sure.
Yeah. But when you all of a sudden fight this guy,
the game catches up to you. If you don't, if you stop, the game's just gonna keep evolving.
And you could say it. You could fuck UFC. You could do it with literally any sport. Literally throw a dart and pick one. You could do it with any of them. And people can't keep up. Yeah. You take 4 years off of basketball and try to come back to basketball, unless you're Michael
fucking
Jordan, you ain't doing it.
Yeah.
Like, it's too hard. You can't take that, and especially the way he took a break.
Yeah.
There's a difference between, like, taking a break and you have, like, a house in, like,
the
Midwest. And that boy went from fucking taking a break, like,
charting.
I'm on a yacht.
Yeah.
He charted quick.
So I guess the real question is then, we can discuss it with Charles Oliveira and Dustin Poirier, but...
They'll be on next week.
We asked if President Trump can make a comeback.
Yeah, Donny T.
Can Conor McGregor make a comeback, or is this shit
I think he turns into Floyd. He turns into gimmick fights for the remainder.
Really?
I think, yeah, I don't think the belt is really going to be his pursuit after this. I still think he's going to fight because he's bored and he likes to fight and he's rich.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll be like the run for the belt again. I think it'll be like a Diaz. It'll be like a boxing. It'll be a show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be like the pursuit for the belt. Like
one last title run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
It's just weird. Like, I think Dustin beats Oliveira, right?
Okay.
Dustin gets the belt. Does Conor get like an immediate title rematch?
That's the way Dana was saying. Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, Poirier was like, hey. Yeah, of course. Hey, yeah.
Come on.
Money, yeah.
It's
a business, man. Uncle and Conor's
Dana.
A business.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if he loses that, then so, it's like,
then oh, yeah, God. Dude, yeah. I think he should just take your injury.
He's not going to
fucking leave.
What do you think about him doing with all the shit talking with Poirier's wife and stuff like that?
It sucks to so we've now seen the entire like rainbow spectrum of Conor McGregor's career now from start to closing in on the end, which sucks because it was so much fun while you went through
ride.
Fucking roller coaster, fucking dude. Ride. So much fun to watch. Like literally one of the only people like I'm stubborn as fuck like to win me over through, you know, like it's hard to do. Like once I set that I don't like somebody, I usually stick to it, but I was such a McGregor hater, and I turned into, like, his biggest fan through his sheer will. But I think we're at that part of the spectrum now where
it's like this real back end.
He's just, he's just selling fights now and, like, saying whatever can make a headline. Like, his shit talk beforehand was good because it was funny and on the spot and quick.
And he was winning.
And he was winning. Yeah. Now it's just hurtful
just
and
sounds
it's not
sad.
Backed up.
Just like, it's, like, brash.
And it's
like,
thought out.
Yeah,
it's just not the same. It
you
doesn't
know,
hit the same.
Someone had a funny comment on a YouTube thing, and it was just like Conor McGregor sitting in the cage, like still yelling shit, like while Poirier was walking out. Like reminds me of like a villain that just got defeated, and they're sitting there just going, "I'll get you next time."
Yeah.
And I was like, "That's exactly what it is." Yeah, and it's kind of sad to watch like McGregor go from being this person that came from fucking Newton to Newton, you know, going all the way up and living the dream, but then all of a sudden to see him like crash down on their earth, it's like now it's just I get what he's doing for selling the fights, but it's just kind of sad.
It sucks to see it, but out of anybody in the entire UFC, Conor elevated the UFC more than
that goes without
else.
Anybody.
Like, he's gonna
argue like gonna it's like him and like the guys that started it.
Yeah.
And that's
when did Dana White decide to sell the UFC? When he thought it was probably, like, he knew it was always going to keep peaking, but, like, he sold it at the fucking height of Conor McGregor and Ronda Rousey to WME, and that's when they got the billions.
True that.
It wasn't, like, before, like, you know. So, yeah, obviously the UFC is going to keep growing, you know, but, like, Conor obviously is an amazing catalyst. So, do you think, I just want to get this clear, so you really think that, forget, like, maybe he'll fight like another couple fights in the UFC, but as far as putting together a title run, that door's shut, you guys think?
Yeah. I don't see it.
Yeah.
I see him fighting.
So you see him more fighting, like...
I see him fighting, like, a Nick Diaz.
To Keith's point, he could technically get a run to the title if, like, that situation happens where he gets jumped straight to Dustin. If he has to, like, earn it...
I don't think he'll ever fight for the belt again if he has to earn it.
Yeah. Honestly,
there's too many killers in the
But if he gets that, like, that McGregor pat, like, that green pass, you know, just because he is who he is, then I could see him.
Uncle Dana!
So then do we see a Jake Paul... Conor McGregor fight?
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be some sort of gimmicky shit. Like,
I hope not.
I really hope not.
Yeah.
I think Tyron's going to put this shit to a quick little stop.
I fucking
you think
hope so, dude?
Did you see his interview?
Yeah.
I didn't.
He's like, I'm training like I'm fighting Canelo. I'm going to rip this kid's head off. And I was like, there's a new motivation for Tyron, right?
Yeah.
So old Tyron was in the UFC, been doing this shit for a minute. He's probably tired of getting his fucking face punched in. And he starts rapping, hanging out with movie stars. Kind of the McGregor thing, right? Kind of getting too big for his own shoes for like this type of a sport. But then Nate Robinson gets knocked out. Then all these fucking lame-ass white boys are talking shit. I think Tyron is doing it for the culture, bro.
He's like, we gotta get this one back.
I think his, like, intrinsic motivation is doing it for the hood, dude. I'm telling you. Like,
he doesn't want to
go out there as a black fucking championship UFC fighter and get beat by a YouTuber, bro. I'm telling you, that guy's more motivated than anybody on
the fucking
planet
so.
Right now. I promise. I promise.
Apparently, they made a tattoo bet, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that.
So what?
Yeah, the other
what
one
does
has
that
to
mean?
Be like, I love, like, if me and Tim fought, I would have to get I love Tim on my body.
No, I know what a tattoo bet is.
Oh, well,
what
yeah.
is the bet?
That was the bet.
The bet.
Like, I love
he, like,
Tyron?
Yeah. If Jake loses, and then if Tyron rapper, I love Jake Paul.
Wow, I think that's no sweat on Jake. It's kind of funny on him, but on Tyron, that's like.
Well, Tyron's black, though, so, you know, tattoos.
Good point. It's a fucking black great. Yeah. You don't even see that shit.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let us know who you think has a better chance of making a comeback, either Conor McGregor or President Trump. And, yeah, thanks for tuning in. Make sure to like, subscribe, and we'll see you next week.
Peace.